the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
More high school football talk. Wednesday is Coach John Famallo Day here on Drive Time Sports, and that's exactly who we have joining us right now over the phone. The Spartans close out the non-region portion of the schedule 0-4, but now everyone is 0-0. Emory will take the field Friday against the Judge Memorial Bulldogs, looking to rebound from a loss this past Friday against Manti. Final score in that game was 35-14. Coach, as always, a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you.
Not a problem. Appreciate having me on, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. We'll start by talking about the contest last week. You guys did get off to a fast start defensively. A lot of things worked. Unfortunately, things kind of fell apart from that second quarter on. Manti scored 35 unanswered points, and before we know it, the final score is 35-14. Assess your team's play in this contest on Friday, Coach.
Honestly, we had a good start, like you say. We got on the board first. That hasn't happened for a while, and again, it was off a big play. But defensively, we just had some breakdowns. The way we started our defense started a little bit different, and our kids didn't move to the adjustments they were making, and we got out of position a lot of times, and, they took advantage of where we got out of position, and so it was on our part as coaching staff to recognize some things to get some kids moved around, and, we kind of went back to that base defense, but at that point, we were a little bit rocked on our heels and trying to catch our breath, and, by that time, it was a little bit too late.
You guys did strike first offensively, and it was off a big play. Both touchdowns, actually, were off of big plays in this contest, which is something that we haven't seen this year. Haven't really seen in quite some time, Coach, especially with it being through the air. You guys did have a little bit of success in that regard, and because of it, Kyson threw for nearly 200 yards. Is that something that we can maybe expect a little bit more of, or was that just kind of, was it by design, or did it just happen in these games?
It just happened. We're not that type of team. It's nice to have the big plays, and I think it helps to have big plays, but we got to be a grinded out kind of team that we're chunking 3.5 to 4 yards a play, because if not, then that just makes it tough. We have big play capability, but just it's not going to be like it has in the past.
The offensive line definitely started to struggle late in the game. It's kind of been a trend, hasn't it? First half, they look good. Again, you guys, you had a lot of success in the first half. I keep going back to it, Coach, but is it really as simple as just being fatigued?
Part of it's fatigue. Part of it's, we still have kids not trusting, the coaching on where they should be, what steps they're supposed to take. And so, number 77, he was a handful. He gave us fits, and at that, I think the kids now focus more on, I got to take care of this kid rather than trusting where they're supposed to be moving and zone blocking and other things. And so, we had communication breakdowns that way, and, it was, got ugly at points. But when we get to the right spots, we actually can move the ball, and we move it well. But, we just got to get our kids to trust this system, the process, and what we're trying to do, and buy into it.
I definitely don't envy your situation, because when you talk about trust, it is new for a lot of these kids, and trust sometimes takes years to build. You guys are trying to implement that in such a short period of time. It's a tough spot to be in, I think, for both sides, players and coaches.
Yeah, it is. When you start a new offense, that's, the kids got to figure out, hey, what we're asking you to do. And, a lot of it has to do with, our practice time and the reps we're getting and, the quality reps. I can't say we're getting real good quality reps with our scout team. And so, trying to challenge kids to be able to, kind of push themselves beyond what the scout team can do. So when it comes game time and, it's a little bit different speed and a little bit different talent on the other side of the ball, and they got to be able to match that.
Are you happy with the progress that you've seen between week 1 and 4 on this team, Coach? Have you made the necessary improvements that you feel you guys are ready for league play?
Honestly, if you told me week 1 after our play, I felt really good about where we're at. The pacing game in this last game, we were kind of scratching our heads. And, I think practice this week has been, let's get back to the basics, for the fact that, I think we've tried to move on, but I think our kids have not continued to grasp the basics of what we're trying to do. And so it's a step backwards. It's not where I wanted to be, but at the same time, you know, there's some communication things that we talked about as a team, and hopefully we've worked that out, and we'll see that as we progress this week.
It may be cliche, but at the end of the day, it's true. You guys are now 0-0. I mean, that's honestly the way you got to look at it, right?
No, and that's what I told them. Exactly what I told my kids. Hey, it doesn't matter what the record is now. From here on out, that's what it counts. And so, I mean, Grammy may be under 500, and you know, still sitting good in the playoffs. And so, you know, 0-0. That's a clean slate. We just got to move forward here and take advantage of what we've got, especially with these three home games.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Famala with the Emory Sport and Football Team. I know it's three straight home games, but it is the final homestand of the regular season. That's insane to think about.
Yeah, I mean, it comes quick, and it's over quick, it seems like. And, you know, when you got a game every week, it comes at you pretty fast. And so, and prep takes a lot of time, and so, I mean, the weeks fly by.
How, Coach, now looking at the regions and the way things kind of played out, I was talking to Coach Huntsman yesterday on the show, and I really feel like outside of a couple of teams in the 3A classification, it's wide open, which really makes things interesting with the way the playoff format is going into Week 10, where everybody has a chance, you know, with that play-in game. I mean, outside of Summit Academy, I think you'll throw Juan Diego in there. Morgan looks very good. But really, I mean, all those spots from maybe 2 all the way down to 6 in the North seem like they're wide open.
No, it is. I mean, I think you have a lot of young teams that are, you know, trying to get their feet underneath them. And, you know, for the most part, I think, you know, we got a shot. We just got to be able to, like say, take advantage of what we have and, you know, the opportunity we have as far as being 0-0. I mean, I think so far as our region, it's probably been, and I don't want to downplay anything, but it's probably been the weakest region we've been in for a while. So it's kind of nice to be able to say, okay, hey, we have some opportunities or some winnable games, but I mean, if we don't take care of business and, you know, take care of the little things like we need to, we'll still be struggling.
I feel exactly what you're saying, this being one of the weaker regions that you guys have been associated with in quite some time. I'll point to Judge Memorial, for instance. The last time we saw Judge Memorial, they were the top team in the 3A classification. This was a squad that had some players that you know would go on to play at the next level. I don't know if that's necessarily the case with this year's team. I still think they have a lot of talent, but it's not the Judge Memorial that we saw 3 years ago. It's a different squad.
Oh, certainly is a different squad, but at the same time, I know they got some great athletes on that side. Coach Cordova is a great coach, been coaching for over 15 years, and you know, he's been under his tutelage of his dad. So, it's a guy that knows the game and knows, you know, how to get kids going. And so, you know, I don't discount that they're going to have a good team, but it's not certainly the team that we've seen the last time we played them.
No, definitely not. Interestingly enough, on offense, they have 3 kids that are averaging over 6 yards per carry in comparison to Manti, who had 2. And we saw what those kids for Manti could do. So with that being said, it may be a little bit more difficult with Judge Memorial. They spread the ball around on the ground a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they run that option. And so, I mean, we've got to be really disciplined on our assignments defensively and buckle down that way. But you know, like you say, they've got quarterback can run the ball well. They've got 2 running backs that I feel like run pretty good. They're halfback and a wing back, but you know, we just got to take care of business and again learn our assignments. Again, this is assignment football this week. I mean, so far that option and making sure everybody gets their spots, and then we just got to tackle. That's one thing we haven't been great at is tackling. I mean, we've missed a lot of easy tackles. I felt like,
how difficult is it to prepare a coach for a team that does run the option?
You know, honestly, for me, it's a little easier for the fact that now I can tell a kid, okay, hey, this is your assignment, where, you know, most times kids are reading, and sometimes when you ask them to read something, it puts a little more thought into the game, and it makes it a little bit tougher if they're not quick to react. And so this week, you're going to get one key, you're going to go hard and fast and get to your gap and your assignment, and hopefully that make it a lot easier for them because they've got basically a couple assignments that they got to take care of and not having to sit back and read and move forward. So,
Judge does have a quarterback whose touchdown to interception ratio this year is 0 so far. They don't throw the ball, I know, a ton, but at the same time, that you want to make Parker Edgington throw the football, right? I mean, you want to see him drop back and throw the football in this game.
Yeah, we're going to load the box, and like I say, if we get all that option shut down, hopefully make them one-dimensional, make him throw the ball, and that, you know, that's to our advantage. I think he's a kid that still can throw the ball to an open guy, and they've got some speed on the outside, but they'd much rather defend that than, you know, that option all night, and they make a struggle.
Do we see any major adjustments from you guys, scheme-wise, Coach, on either side of the ball, or is it still just focused on what we've been working on over the past month?
You'll see a few changes. Like you say, we may make some changes offensively, some different things that way, personnel and other things. Nothing big, but then defensively, like you say, we'll load that box and then see what we can do to shut down that option.
You know, offensively, one of the things that has stood out to me, even with the new offense, the center, I mean, Drake going to Kyson has been nearly flawless this season, and that center exchange to the quarterback, which, you know what, to be honest, at the beginning of the year, I was a little skeptical of that, Coach. Sometimes it takes time for that to develop, and that really hasn't been an issue this year.
No, and that's been a nice luxury to have. I mean, Drake's a kid that stepped up to the plate. Again, I'd rather have him at guard, but he's a kid that we needed to move to center because that was exactly what we needed to make sure if that exchange doesn't happen, everything breaks down from that point. And so he was a kid that was willing to step up and take that position, and he's done a phenomenal job.
I will end with the injury front, Coach. How do you guys look on that end? Is everybody relatively healthy going into league play?
We're down AC. He's probably going to miss this game. He's got an ankle injury. But for the most part, I should have the rest of the crew, and we'll be ready to roll.
You guys are a small team anyways. Losing AC makes you even that much smaller. I believe he's the biggest guy on the line. How does that change the dynamic, or does it at all?
I mean, we got a few other kids, Landon Fairbanks. That's another big kid that we'll squeeze in there that, you know, it's just been that domino. It's pull one guy here, shuffling the next kid. And so, you know, we're kind of getting used to it and, you know, trying to get kids to step up.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. I know you're busy, so thank you again for stepping away from practice and having a word with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate you.
That's Emory Spartan football coach John Famalo taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. Again, Emory will return to the field Friday night, rather, as they take on the Judge Memorial Bulldogs right here on KOAL. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. We're going to talk two topics, NBA and boxing, all in one segment. It'll be a fun one when we come back right after this.